So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we are talking about Spiral, which is a continuation of the Saw series. I thought the last one, I think Matt and I reviewed that last one, it came out 2017, 2018. That one was definitely not good. But this one also had like a long release schedule. It was supposed to come out maybe about a year and a half ago, and then just got delayed. And then all of a sudden, pandemic time hits. It's like, all right, let's get the movie out. So the movie is directed by Darren Lynn Bozeman. He did Saw and Saw 2. So okay. Yeah, he's done not so great movies after maybe Saw, like Saw 3.
Yeah.
Saw 2 is a good movie. I like that one.
Yeah, Saw 2 is pretty good.
Yeah. This one is written by Josh Stolberg and Peter Goldfinger. It stars Chris Rock. Kick in the rib! Just one rib. Samuel Jackson and Max Mingla. And the synopsis is, a criminal mastermind unleashes a twisted form of justice and spiral, the terrifying new chapter from the Book of Saw. The movie starts off at a carnival. There's a police officer following a suspect. And then all of a sudden, the police officer gets captured and then strung up in a subway tunnel. Saw series is this whole Rube Goldberg extortion. You did something, you should pay for it. And so the police officer is supposed to do something, free himself, but he gets hit by the train and then
tear out his tongue. The trap was linked to his tongue.
It doesn't matter. And then it shoots to Chris Rock, who is a police officer. His father is Samuel Jackson, who is a police chief. Chris Rock's character is just like this lone, shunned and considered an outcast because there was something previously before the movie started where other people on the force had done something wrong. Chris Rock reported them. And it just showed him as being this upright guy that doesn't stick to the code for the police. So he's kind of getting all these crappy assignments, and then situation with this one police officer gets brought up. Chris Rock and that guy used to be partners, and he's like really distraught about it, and he wants to be on the case. And then that just kind of goes on from there, where there's another person that's captured and this wild goose chase about who did this. Is it Jigsaw again? Why would this all show up? But Keith, how did you feel about this movie?
Yeah, I thought the whole centerpiece of Saw was supposed to be like the police trying to find Jigsaw. The second part is having the people try to escape the traps.
Yeah, that's generally the way that the first couple movies had went.
For most of them was going that way, but
not that last one. But go ahead.
This one shifts it to being the traps are just there for Gorefest. Just to see how gory you can get and try it for shock value. It's not about people making smart moves or trying to outplay, outsmart the machines and everything, getting caught up in it and trying to escape those traps themselves. I mean, this one is brought down to earth. You don't have any more of these laser lightsaber neck braces and shit anymore. You've got stuff that's a little more believable, with the exception of that last trap that was the puppeteer thing was just kind of, I don't know. Either way, these traps seem a little more grounded in reality, like the first couple of movies. And the entire setup was kind of long-winded to get to it, but gave themselves away. I mean, you kind of knew how it was going to play out, because like halfway through it, you know exactly who is the new Jigsaw, and all you're trying to figure out is like, well, what's the motivation? And of course, that gets revealed in this long-winded exposition.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, he's like, Chris Rock has never done well with movies or TV. Some comedians just do not do well in front of the
screen. I think the height of Chris Rock's movie fame might have been either I'm Gonna Get You Sucker or New Jack City. Maybe top five. Top five is okay.
He's a funny guy, no doubt about that. He's a funny guy. He's a smart guy. His comedy is smart. I applaud him for taking a serious route towards this, but honestly, he really didn't take that serious of a route.
Yeah, because
he was still cracking jokes.
The first half of the movie, he's just going on Chris Rock doing stand-up.
Pretty much. They just basically turn the cameras up and say, hey, Chris, fill 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's basically what he did. And it was funny. And unfortunately, that was probably the most entertaining part of the whole movie. And it made me want to watch Chris Rock stand-up comedy. Like, the movie does not detract away from Chris Rock's stardom. It doesn't do that. You know, I will still be watching his stand-up comedy and everything. But he's not an actor. That's not to say he can't tried. I mean, I applaud him trying to do something serious, but this needed to be serious. Like, I kind of went into this saying, okay, Chris Rock's going to try something serious. I mean, we got Adam Sandler doing, then we got other comedians who do serious parts and stuff, and they would put that comedic aspect of themselves.
Even Owen Wilson has transitioned into somewhat serious roles. But
yeah, I mean, when you do dramatic, that's a different beast. You got to shut down that commentary side of you and everything. The overall premise, got an honest cop who does the right thing against a corrupt system, and his father was chief of police of that system, is old school cop. That's actually interesting. That's an interesting story. Backdrop is that a jigsaw copycat's out there targeting cops specifically. So he's out to save the police department. It's actually pretty interesting, and I can see why it attracted him, but too many jokes, wasn't executed properly. You said this director did other Saw movies?
Yeah, he also did Death of Me that had Maggie Q in it, James.
He's not good at suspense.
That second Saw movie is really good. Because it was like Saw 4, Saw 5, not good. And that one that Matt and I reviewed a couple years ago, definitely not good.
First Saw, second Saw, third Saw, and that's it. After that,
I only saw first Saw.
Part 2 is very good.
Yeah.
And that's part of the catalyst for him. Catapulted his career, Saw 2. The guy had mentioned the limelight a bit. But if you say this movie is that bad, I mean, damn.
Director and writer, whoever did this, they had
heard that name before. Because the movie's very much he directed. I was like, yeah, I saw them shits.
I would just say for me, the last maybe 20, 30 minutes of this movie, I was just sitting there like, oh, God. The script writer just had this wet dream about police brutality. And
of course, I mean, there's always something about,
and that's how it all played out. That co-lead character had a bad interaction with police, and that just set him on this righteous path about trying to right the wrongs. This is not what Saw is supposed to be, or Spiral, or whatever you want to call it. The Book of Saw, the nonsense that this movie is, it's not what it's supposed to be, and it is not a good movie. And another thing that I get tired of, and it also happens in Army of the Dead as well, where people just pull guns on each other, just randomly, like, I'm going to hold a gun to you, and there's no tension. There's nothing filling or occupying the situation on screen that necessitates the need to pull a gun on it, somebody. So it's just written into the script that character pulls gun, holds gun to somebody, person's not afraid, person's not showing some confidence that the gun is pulled on them, nothing. And it happens several times in the movie.
You got to sell it.
Yeah, it just happens. I'm just sitting here like, this movie is just a run-of-the-mill script that we have to put something out. We have to continue the Saw legacy. Doesn't
need a licensing issue.
That last Saw movie, I think I might have gave it a zero.
And that came out when? 2017?
I want to say it was either 17 or 18.
Watched it, and I'm just like, it started going to these familiar beats. Yeah, I know what's going to happen next. Boom, jump scare attempt. Boom. Oh, what's going on? They're going to pour wax in her. Like, no one got away from the traps.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this became this punishment. This is so damn.
Is this kind of like horror porn, basically, at that point?
It wasn't even like good horror porn. The dumb part was that they would just cut away from the main attraction, which was the intricate traps and how you could get out. It was the one where they were pulling the dude's fingers off. Like, what did he have to do to get to escape that trap? Dude's fingers are getting pulled off. And because you had your hand in the till, your fingers would be pulled off. The only way to escape is to wish upon a star. What? And then the last one was
with Samuel Jackson. That one, I was done at that
point. He get him out of there. He's like, I'm going to pull out the thing. And I'm like, okay, he does it. So he does that. And then it's like the last elaborate trap. It's like the last elaborate trap. They break in, and it's like a puppet string. It was dumb.
It's basically Samuel Jackson raises a gun,
and he gets shot up. They all like, "Oh no!"
Police officers don't know it's Samuel Jackson, who is the police chief. And then Chris Rock, but the partner killed the father of the co-lead character. That the co-lead character decided to join the police force. And make it his mission to make sure that everybody pays. Somehow, it's like, I did everything I could to become your partner. Well, so you went through police academy, became a police officer, probably did beat cop stuff in order to get to homicide. Like, that just doesn't happen in the normal course of police work.
trapped Chris Rock and they handcuffed him and gave him a saw. And it was like, there's a bobby pin. I'm going to pick the lock. That's not the trap. The real trap is this. Oh, God. This is dumb. At that point, I was just wanting to see what else was going to pop up. And then when it did, I just, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, so.
I'll wrap it up. I give it a 2. It's only there because points to Chris Rock for trying something different. You know, he wanted to try something different. And he showed bravery, like making smart moves when he was handling the evidence.
Yeah.
And stuff, points for that. And that the writing has showed some promise. But the execution was terrible. So, 2. And I hope to never see another Saw movie. It'll be another 20 years before I watch another Saw movie. All right. Movie.
So, that last one. Jigsaw came out 2017. I gave that 1 a 0. Spiral 2021. It's supposed to come out last year. We'll also get a 0 because this movie is just incomprehensible. A lot of things. So I understand why James likes the first 3.
Tell me.
James Wan and Leo Wan.
Yep, I knew it. Yep. Good planned out movies. You know, they had new traps, new scenarios. That was a good series. After that, I didn't watch them. I remember one of them had a new actress in it, and she won that role from a reality show when they had to, like, it was like Scream Queens or Scream, like some shit. It had to do with horror acting.
Problem with this movie is that they had to put it out. That's really all.
Yeah, they had to put it out, but honestly, somebody could have got in and edited it and did something.
There's nothing to save this movie. You had to really rewrite the whole entire movie. Saw has had some core components that. Police officer, I think some of the later ones tries to break away from that. But that last one, that Jigsaw movie, this is on that level. And if you have not seen that movie, you'll probably understand why. It just becomes, like you were saying, that it's just building up to a gore scene. There's really not a lot of connectivity between it. But that's how I feel about this particular.
Okay, so clearly then James Wan must have been the component, Lee Whannell.
Who actually made
these movies good, because this dude is the same dude who did Saw 2, which you all told as being the best on the series, and 3 and 4, like the same director.
Yeah, but I think Lee Whannell wrote
the first 3. James Wan directed the first 1,
and but he produced the second one, and he was producer on all the other ones.
So after like they left, that's when it went downhill,
and then they planned another Saw movie.
They are?
Yeah, called Saw X, which is currently in development. Not a good time at the drive-in this weekend. Like, plus it was hot this weekend. Thing is, don't see this movie. Well, Chris Rock, just stick to doing what you do best. And I forgot that Death at a Funeral, he was good in that movie. That was a good
What's
movie.
What's it called?
Death at a Funeral. Had Martin Lawrence in it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I think the patriarch of the family died and shit, and they all
Yeah, it's a remake of a British movie.
Yeah.
Hey, that was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, but generally, like I said, I stay away from Chris Rock films because they kind of
like had that top 5. But again, he is very hit or miss. It mostly miss.
This is a miss by a long shot.
Be calling me, man.
You get up there in age, you want to branch out. I give him props for it, man. Branch out. Try you. Know,
and Samuel Jackson just probably showed up for about 3 days on set.
So, Samuel Jackson gets paid. I think he's like number 3 is the most. He's been in the not the most movies, but
he does a movie a year. He's been like that for like 40 years.
No, he does several movies a year.
I mean, like, I'm talking about bare minimum.
More recent Shaft movie. That movie was good.
Yeah, that's a damn shame it didn't go anywhere. But no, Shaft Samuel movie. Jackson, he makes
the second
he's,
one.
I think he's number 3 in the most bankable stars.
Yeah.
Like, he's been in so many things, and
he is an actor's actor. He's a working actor. That's all I can say. He will get jobs. Money, he will continue to get jobs. Him and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And more power to him.
A working actor, but he's good at his roles. Not just like someone that's being a working actor and they just take any old thing and just kind of.
Snakes on a Plane. Oh. He made that movie great.
Right.
Oh, he made that movie.
That's my whole point. He's not phoning it in.
He embraced that role.
like even the shit with the, was it Deep Blue Sea? He got A5 shark and shit.
Yeah.
Did he tell him he needed to be killed by a shark? He wanted an insane death in that movie or some shit?
Yeah. My favorite Samuel Jackson movie is Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know you don't like Tarantino movies, but his Tarantino appearances are fucking legendary. No, The Hateful Eight. That shit is hilarious.
I have not seen that movie yet.
It is intentionally comedically hilarious. It is so over the top fucked up. It's just a laugh thinking about it, yo.
I mean, the scenes with him and John Travolta in Pulp Fiction was the only thing that I really cared about.
He was amazing in that shit, man. Shit made him a star, and he kept it rolling. So props to Samuel Jackson for getting his opportunity and keeping the train moving.
Oh, yeah.
Tom is not up for him.
Afro Samurai?
No. Tom is not up for him. Will not be up for him. Now in the age where he's immune to it now. So keep on keeping on, Mr. Jackson. I'll be watching movies.
All right. So that's it. That's Spiral. Don't see this movie, please.
Yeah, don't watch it. It's not really worth it.